Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend John Lunger.
I am here with my friend Glenn Tickle, and we are going to rewrite the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our heads and record it as a podcast for posterity's sake.
Yep, one entry per week, so we'll catch up eventually.
Yeah.
So I put up some questions on the internet to get suggestions for what we should talk about, and audience response has been underwhelming.
Oh, boy.
But I was verbally accosted, but 2 weeks ago,
okay,
over an entry that we did not do because it led to a big argument in our on the comment section.
Okay,
but I didn't see any of it because when I put this up, I turn off notifications so that I don't
see
the things throughout the day. And then the first time I look at them is when we look at them, and that's how we get the names. But there's a big debate on one subject, and then the person who suggested it yelled at me for not using it because of all the interactions that it got.
So as far as I can tell right now in this moment, there's two things that we can do, Glenn. You could go the high road. We could address that and possibly reward bad behavior and use that suggestion. Or, and now if I was picking, I would do this one. Now that we spent all that time setting it up, we just don't do it.
Deal. So we're not doing soap this week, Emily. Get off my nuts about it.
Yeah, Emily. Do I know Emily?
Emily Pochet.
Oh, hey, Emily.
We do know Emily.
Yeah. Fuck your soap.
Turn your mic down a little bit as you yell, fuck your soap at our good friend.
Well, I mean, Emily people Pochet. Don't know who I am by now.
We got a new mic, so hopefully we sound better, but there's more setup involved. We're working it out.
Yeah, we're like, you know, like those, you know, they give a set of, like, a box to a chimp in his cage, and there's, like, a banana hanging from the ceiling, and he's got to figure out how to, like, use the box to get to it by, like, standing on it.
Yeah.
It kind of looked like that.
The real primate problem-solving experiment.
Yes.
So we will go with one of them three suggestions.
Okay. Do you want a number? What do you want to do?
Yeah.
What was the question that you asked?
Let me see which one was the one anybody actually answered. Because there were three.
Hey, now's a good point. Like, if you are listening and you're an avid subscriber and fan, thank you. Follow us on the social media so you can get your suggestions in. On Twitter, we're at Improv WikiPod, but we almost never ask the question on Twitter.
Never.
So check us out on Facebook. Follow Glenn on Facebook.
I usually do it just on my regular Facebook. Because pages don't get interactions.
Maybe we should start using Twitter.
Anymore. I mean, Twitter, I've noticed, has kind of fallen off lately for interactions.
Tell you what.
You know where all the hot likes are right now?
Instagram?
On Instagram. I'm getting a lot of hot likes. I will screenshot tweets and put on Instagram and get like 50 interactions with people as opposed to 4 or whatever on Twitter.
Let's get a P.O. box. Let's have people mail in.
Just mail us.
Yeah, that's a good idea, right?
Probably. I don't know if anybody's going to...
What's the question you got?
What's a good P.O. box number?
4.
One I did try to remedy. So John and I did a live version of this at Nerd Night that kind of went off the rails, and I realized after the fact what the problem was.
Okay.
The suggestion that we took from the audience was a dinosaurs. Too general.
Way too general.
Too general.
Should have been... Way too general.
One dinosaur.
Yeah.
So I asked people what their favorite dinosaur... No, I asked what's the best dinosaur.
And you're on the record on this very podcast of saying
Triceratops. Best. You're a Stegosaurus man.
No, I was as a child.
You're a Stegosaurus child.
Yeah.
But nobody answered that one.
Okay.
So maybe we'll get some suggestions. Maybe we'll do a dinosaur down the line. We're not doing it today.
Okay, great.
Today the question is, what's something you think John knows more about than Glenn?
Okay.
Because I feel like a lot of this is me. I think I've gotten lucky in the things that we've picked are things that, for the most part, I know about.
Uh-huh. Is this like your passive-aggressive way of saying I'm not carrying my weight?
No, it's the opposite. I feel like I'm railroading you on
No, not at all.
On like skyscrapers. I'll be like, here's what I know about from other podcasts that I've listened to. So I'm going to need a number from 1 to 3, which is not very
many.
The problem is, like I said, we put the questions up on the Improvised Wikipedia Facebook page. Fast pitch softball.
I know little to nothing about that.
Well, Dan Ford thinks otherwise.
I think, fuck you.
Dan Ford thinks you know more about it than me.
Okay.
I don't think he's wrong. You might not know a lot about it.
Right, but I probably, pretty confidently, probably know more about it than you do.
Probably.
Probably. What are the other ones, though? Like, why not?
Because if we do another episode after this one, then what will we talk about?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. It'll be fine.
Roast beef sandwiches.
I know a lot about them.
And cats.
So, I think we have to go with the first one that we picked, regardless.
Right.
Cats, I think you probably know a lot about. You're a science boy. So, you could get in there.
Yeah, but I don't have one or like them.
Yeah.
So, I don't...
And roast beef sandwiches is sort of like dinosaurs in that it's very broad.
It's very broad.
Very broad.
I know a lot about the history of sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since I've had roast beef.
Yeah.
Also, if anybody's listening, if you're like a food scientist, please make a vegetarian version of corned beef. It's the only thing I miss eating when I stopped eating meat.
Huh.
And it's the... Because I think it's the only one I miss because there's like... things that seem close enough for any time. I'm like, oh, I'd really crush a hot dog right now. You can get like a soy hot dog and be like, yeah, that's pretty much what I remember a hot dog is like.
Right.
Anything that's claimed to be vegetarian corned beef that I've experienced in my life is utter trash.
The more you know. Fast pitch softball?
Yeah.
All right.
So disambiguation.
Fast pitch softball is... a sport very commonly associated with baseball, but the ball is bigger and softer.
Right.
And instead
and the
of,
pitching is faster.
Yes, than regular softball.
So softball, you like lob the ball underhand.
Yes.
Because it's like you're not trying... like the in baseball, I feel like the pitcher is like the star of the baseball. He gets a little stage.
Yep, yep. The mound is the stage. Yeah. This is good. I like this
He's
analogy.
In the middle of everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to beat the batter. Like, baseball is pitcher versus batter.
Yes.
Ultimately, right? Yes. There's just a bunch of other dickheads standing around.
Yep.
Waiting and hoping for something to happen.
Yeah.
Man, sports are boring. So softball, like, I thought the difference was like pitching in baseball. You're really trying to wing it over that plate, like you broke your shoulder and the tendons healed a little tight.
Are you referencing Rookie of the Year?
Yeah.
Nice. Yes.
Funky Butt Lovin'.
Funky Butt Lovin', everybody.
But softball, like, if you did that in a softball game, it'd be like, look at this dickhead. Stop it. Slow down.
It depends, like, right? Like, you're a competitive dude. We've established that. You don't like to lose, right?
I hate it.
So, yeah, if you were...
I think those two things are different, though, I think I've realized. Being competitive and not, like, liking to lose.
You're being competitive right now as we talk about this by correcting me. So, calm the fuck down. Okay, look.
I can't lose this podcast.
Arbitrarily, it's baseball. Softball is baseball. The difference is the ball. Right, like that's the biggest difference. Like baseball, it's a much smaller ball, which allows you to pitch. To much baser ball, yeah. Like the bases can get balled a lot basered in baseball because of the ball. Softball, it's a much larger ball. It's softer. You have to grip it differently. You have to deliver it differently. It probably, I don't know.
Dan Ford specifically said fast pitch, which is a term I've heard. I've heard fast pitch, slow pitch,
yeah.
Softball. Like, I know, I understand there's a distinction. Mm-hmm. The distinction is pretty clear because it's in the name.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yep, sure.
So I feel like if slow pitch softball, if you're like trying to really wing it over the plate underhand, one, you're probably going to look ridiculous.
Yeah.
And two, like, I feel like it's frowned upon.
There's probably specifically a rule that you cannot.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if it goes too fast, if it goes 88 miles an hour and it goes back to 1955, they're like, you're out of this game.
And this might not be right, but I almost feel like it has a, the delineation is like just skill level. Like if you're a bunch of fat slobs in a beer league, that's not fast pitch softball because you can't throw it as fast as you can. But if you're like a fucking superstar like Jenny Finch, who, you know, arbitrarily is the greatest, you know, softball player of American history.
Sure.
You know, right. Like that's different. That's probably fast pitch softball.
I believe you. I put together from context clues that she's a softball pitcher.
Yes.
Olympian. And a good one.
An Olympian, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
So fast pitch softball, Olympic sport.
Yes.
For how long? What year was it added? Recently, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, probably like the
that's 90s. That's probably why I heard the distinction.
I'm going to say the 90s.
Okay.
I don't know.
Gonna need a year.
Summer Olympics or what? We just had a Winter Olympics. When was that?
This year.
Was it this
2018.
Year?
2018.
Was it really?
Probably.
Okay. So then like 2016 would have been the,
yes,
the Summer Olympics?
2018 was Winter Olympics.
So, like, I don't know.
Because I got to watch
curling
again.
Let's just say 2000. Let's say 2000 it was added.
Okay. Where were the Olympics in 2000?
Great question. That wasn't the one that was in Atlanta, was it?
The moon.
Oh, the moon. Ah, how could I forget?
No, where was it? Because it was before I had
Atlanta
friends.
Was in the 90s. I think it was, like, 96.
Yeah, I was a little boy for Atlanta. I was in high school in 2000.
Yeah.
And then in college some of my friends would like intern with the Olympics and like go and like run cable and stuff to set up for the broadcast because my friend's dad helps make that all happen.
Huh. Shout out to friend's dad.
But 2000, I don't remember. Let's the moon.
The moon, yeah. I mean, let's go with the moon.
How great would it be if they did the Olympics on the moon?
I mean, I would.
It would be
100% behind that.
Because I know, like, sports, I don't find interesting. Curling's right. Fun to watch because it's relaxing. I like the sound of the rock sliding over the ice and the small amount of yelling. But a lot of like the announcers during the Olympics are talking about like, oh, what a feat of human achievement. Like, oh yeah, like look, Michael Phelps or Jenny
Finch,
like, great at what they're doing, wonderful human achievements. Imagine if they did it on the moon.
Yeah, pretty great. I'll tell you what, I'm just generally annoyed that Elon Musk is a thing, right? But if he could make that happen, I would get on board the Musk.
Yeah, I'd be willing to forgive Elon for a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of his Twitter feed recently.
Yeah.
If he just made the Olympics happen on the moon.
Yeah.
He would, if you fast pitched a softball on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
It would really go.
Oh, it would go so hard.
It'd probably go all the way around the moon.
It probably would. Would it go? I don't know if it would go fast, though. It would go slower, wouldn't it? It just would take
that
a long
slow
time
pitch
to
softball, fall. That's a different entry.
Oh, right, yeah. Slow pitch moon softball.
No, because you're still
the same amount of force.
Yeah, it's,
okay.
And it would keep going because of the lack of atmosphere.
Yeah. I guess I just, you know, you always see the footage and you see them kind of like just slowly bouncing.
Right, but that's because they're
slowly and then just not moving very fast. It almost is like slow motion. So like, I guess that's where my head was going.
Well, part of that is the spacesuit's very bulky. So
right.
You can't move very quickly.
And yeah, the other part was like a direct choice by the director of that. You know, like, what do we think the moon's like? Glenn's getting very
I know
upset.
We talked about yes and, but I'm not going to yes and the moon landing not happening. But no, like part of it's gravity. Like if you jump up, it takes you longer to go. And you're in a big, bulky spacesuit, so you're not moving very quickly. Spacesuit technology has come a long way
since
the last time we were on the moon.
So far.
So I feel like you could get something a little fat, a little sportier up there.
Some Under Armour spacesuit.
Yeah. The one for Mars, actually, it does look a lot like Under Armour.
Fast pitch
softball. So fast pitched softball.
It's a college sport.
Okay.
I think it's commonly a women's sport, though I think that's bullshit. Like, I don't know, like that. Like, anybody could play it.
Right. I know that's not like
it's not a lesser version of
it's
baseball.
It's not a hard distinction, but like, I think that's the general thinking is like baseball, men's sport, softball, women's sport.
Yeah, and that's completely unfair.
Which, I don't know, it's, I don't, I never, like, I understand that other people probably think that, but it never really took to me because my dad played softball.
Right.
like as in like a rec league for my childhood. Now like my younger brother does, and like it's a thing like drunk dads play.
Hell yeah, it like,
So the people are like, oh, softball, that's for women. No, that's for
drunk dads.
Drunk men in their mid to late 30s who need something to do on a Thursday night. That's your audience.
Yeah, it's like the bowling league.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's that exact
thing. It's a similar thing.
Yeah.
But slow pitch bowling.
All right, so to get the history of softball, I would say that it postdates the invention of baseball. Like baseball came first.
Yeah, baseball 18
Oh, I think earlier.
I put on the Ken Burns baseball documentary when I want to fall asleep because sports and Ken Burns are so boring.
Is that a joke or do you sincerely do that?
If you go to like my Netflix and like recently viewed, it'll be in there somewhere.
Your dreams are all like slow zooming pans.
Yeah, well, because like the Civil War one is too sad.
Mm-hmm.
The Prohibition one is too interesting. I forget his other ones. Those are the ones I've seen.
Oh, the moon landing.
The baseball one also is so long, but it ties into the Civil War one because it was developed by Abner Doubleday shortly after the Civil War. Based on a game that soldiers were playing during the Civil War. But, like, the rules were finalized and were like, this is a thing now.
Wow.
Shortly after in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Huh. That's incredible. Like, I honestly, I don't know what to say about that. I'm supposed to know more about this.
I'm going to say 1874, but that's baseball. That's not fast-pitch softball, baby.
Right, yeah, no, fast-pitch softball.
There's no Ken Burns documentary on fast-pitch softball.
No, there's not.
Yet, Ken.
Yeah, at us, Ken. Ken Burns, if you're listening, we know you are. Come guest on this podcast.
Yeah. And or my friend's grandpa, who also makes similar documentaries, whose name I don't remember.
Yeah.
He's more of a local establishment.
All right, well, you know.
I don't remember his name.
Aim low.
I feel like he's gettable.
I feel like softball came along.
What are the rule differences? Like, it can't just be the ball.
Oh, I think it's equipment, and I think I think the field is a little bit smaller. Like, it's not as, like,
really?
Yeah, it's not as far back, is my guess.
But, like, the bases and stuff, they have to be the same distance.
No, the distance is, no, there's I'm talking not about like, the outfield. Like, the outfield fence is
you just don't go
closer.
As far out.
Right, I think. And I think part of it is I don't want to say it makes it easier, but it does sort of make it easier in that it's a bigger target. The ball is softer. You can hit it a lot harder and it doesn't go as far, right?
Right.
Like, so that makes it easier to facilitate.
It's more of
a
contained
yeah.
thing. Like, yeah. You can't hit a softball as far as you can hit a baseball just because of physics.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I'm agreeing. Like, you can't.
I'm not used to you agreeing with me. I'm sorry. I don't know how to handle it.
Well, no, because if you watch, there's really fascinating. The most fascinating thing about sports is very high speed footage of sports things happening.
Sure.
So if you watch high speed footage of a bat hitting a ball, and you see how much both those things move and squish to when they mash together, that happens so quickly that you don't see it. Like, so something that is soft won't do that as violently as something that is hard. So
right. And oftentimes just regular baseball referred to as hardball.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Moneyball?
Moneyball? That is a famous
Oh, you know what? I know a little bit about that because of a podcast I tried to do a couple of years ago with my friend Pat Jansen.
You know what makes for great podcasts? Talking about failed podcasts.
Talking about podcasts that we never released.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a similar conceit to this, but he taught me all about Moneyball.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, using data and analytics to, you know, select players that normally...
Sabermetrics, baby!
Yeah, look at you!
I only know that because of Pat Jansen.
Yeah, you should watch the movie. It's a very
I have
movie.
Watched the movie.
Right?
And you, I don't... I baseball, like I've established, holds no interest for me, but the movie looks pretty interesting anyway, and I had a free afternoon, so I saw it. It's pretty good. I think, actually, I might have seen it with Pat Jansen.
Great. Well, let's wind down. We're running out of time.
Do you want to do a whole episode on Pat Jansen?
What's that?
Do you want to do a whole episode on Pat Jansen?
No, because clearly, I think I've met Pat maybe one time. He's one of your best friends. Yeah. All it would be was you talking. You said you feel bad about that. Why would we do that, Glenn?
What if you knew more? It would be weird if you knew more about Pat Jansen than I did.
Maybe what we do is you agree to like not interact with Pat for a week. And before we record, I stalk the shit out of him online. And then we see who knows more about Pat.
Okay.
Let's try that sometime.
Maybe.
But anything else to add to our page before I pull up?
But there has to be like equipment, obviously.
Yeah.
But there has to be like rules.
Yeah, it's the same rules as baseball.
I don't think it is.
No, same rules. It's not like they get six strikes. It's still three strikes.
I don't think it's, you know, all the big, all the big ones are there.
Yeah.
You can't, I was trying to think of a fun fake baseball rule. You can't.
Just name one that you think is real. It's probably not right.
You can't peg somebody with the ball to get them out. Is that real?
I mean, kind of.
So I know in wiffle ball, like right. Backyard wiffle ball,
right?
Which the wiffle ball is a separate sport, but we played it as just baseball. But same thing, like because it's a soft plastic ball, it's not going to go very far.
You're right,
not gonna
break
a window. And you could just pelt somebody with it.
Yeah, that's not.
And
how
if it
works.
Hit them, they're
so
out.
When you say pelt, you mean throw it at somebody. So,
like I would throw it
physically,
and,
throw
and
it
peg
and
you
hit
with
them
the ball.
That's not a rule. You can't do that. Now, if the runner...
What if you did in softball? Because it's soft, then it wouldn't...
Well, that's what I'm saying. In softball, that's not a rule. Just like baseball. But I would. But if you're running the bases and the batter hits the ball and the ball hits you, then you're out.
Then you die.
Then you die. They kill you.
No, I mean, wouldn't that kill you? That would hurt.
It would hurt. It wouldn't kill you. I mean, it could kill you.
Comes off that bat real fast.
It certainly could kill you.
Sometimes...
I don't think anybody's ever died. At least not...
That bird did... Remember when that pitcher threw the ball and he exploded that bird?
Yeah, no, I'm intrigued that you lump birds into anybody.
Birds are people.
Birds are people too. All right, I'm gonna turn my head here and see
what the rule differences between softball and baseball, and you're like, oh, I didn't know that you could do. I didn't know you could peg people with a softball, like Glenn said.
I'm happy to report there actually is a Wikipedia page for fast pitch softball. I did not know if there was going to be one specifically for fast pitch
softball.
I wasn't
sure. I felt like there would be, but it did seem like it could also just equally be a subsection of the regular softball page.
Okay, here we go. We are on the actual Wikipedia page for fast pitch softball. For broader coverage of softball generally, see softball.
Come on, Wikipedia.
If
you want to know about a slightly different thing, look up that thing.
Yeah, good advice.
If you want to know more about spatulas, look up spatulas. If you want to know more about shoes, look up footwear. You thought I was going to say shoes.
I did.
A curveball at you, which is easier to do with a soft pitch a softball than a baseball. Easier to curve it.
Fast pitch softball, also known as fast pitch or fastball, for the terrible 2000 rock band Fastball.
My friend's dad, who works in the Olympics, you know his favorite band?
Fastball. it's a form of softball played commonly by women and men. What the fuck are you doing, Wikipedia? Though co-ed fast pitch leagues also exist. The International Softball Federation, the ISF, is the international governing body of softball. The ISF recognizes three pitching styles.
Ooh.
Fast pitch, modified fast pitch, and slow pitch.
Ooh. Is it modified with like robot arms and shit?
I hope so. Fast pitch is considered the most competitive form of softball.
It's faster.
It is the form of softball that was played at the Olympic Games in, are you ready? 1996.
Ooh, so close.
I changed it to 2000.
You had it in your heart.
It was 1996, 2000, 2004, and 2008. Looks like it's no longer an Olympic sport.
I thought they brought it back.
I don't know. The fast pitch style is often used in college softball and international competition as well. Pitchers throw the ball with an underhand motion at speeds up to 77 miles per hour for women and 85 miles an hour for men.
So that joke I made about Back to the Future holds up.
Yep.
Because you can't throw at 88 miles an hour, so it can't go back to 1955.
Well, it's unclear if that's a rule or if that's just a
generalization. It sounds like that's the best anybody's doing out there.
Yeah, but somewhere somebody could probably do it. I don't know. The pitching style of the pitching style of fast pitch is different from slow pitch. Yeah, figured that out.
Oh, two things that aren't called the same thing are different, Wikipedia?
Pitchers in fast pitch softball usually throw the ball using a windmill type movement. In this style of pitching, the pitcher begins with the arm at the hip. A common way to be taught how to pitch is using the motions rappel, rock, kick, drag, toss.
Do you want to hear a great joke?
I do.
The windmill technique is dangerous. Do you know why?
Why?
Because Don Quixote's going to come and fight you.
I was hoping it was either going to be Don Quixote or something about Holland.
Or they're going to harvest you to generate clean electricity.
Yeah.
I like the Don Quixote one better.
Yeah, everybody knows you laughed really hard at your own joke. Okay, then there's more about pitching. Yeah, whatever. There's a figure eight style as well.
So wait, there's a lot about pitching? So would you say the pitching is the star of the baseball?
Well, I mean, there's a lot more to get through. Well, they led with pitching. Catching is also a very important part. Without a fast-paced catcher, the pitcher will not succeed. Who wrote this? You can't just be
dropping the ball all over the place.
The catcher needs to be able to recognize the batters, their hitting style, and the right pitches to call. No shit!
Like, you need to be able to recognize the batter. Who's that?
This reads like a fifth grader wrote a book report.
Why is this person with a stick standing in front of me? Who are you? Why am I here? I've been hit in the head with too many softballs.
The game of fast-pitch softball is similar to baseball. Great.
We did say that exact sentence.
Okay, here is the difference. Here is the difference. Unlike baseball, there's no leading off, so the base runner can only leave the base.
So rules are different.
One rule is different. They can only leave the base once the pitcher has released the ball.
So it's... Oh, so you can't do that thing where you try to walk to the base and steal?
Correct. It's called leading off.
I would always try to do that when we played wiffle ball, but I was bad at it. But
yeah, it checks out.
Sounded fun. To steal bases. I didn't play a lot because I didn't like it.
Fast pitch softball became a very popular sport in the U.S. during the 1930s and 1940s. Commercial and semi-pro leagues sprang up over the country in large cities and small towns. Men's and women's leagues were popular, and it was not unusual for both to be playing on the same night in a doubleheader. These games were popular with spectators.
Not this spectator.
During those years, the women's games were popular and fun to watch, but the real draws were the men's games. What the... Who wrote... This is like the... I have a problem with this Wikipedia page. It is very poorly written.
It is.
And I really do feel like a child wrote this.
Like, we've talked about teachers discouraging students from using Wikipedia as a resource when writing, like, reports on things like fast-pitch softball. I think Wikipedia should discourage teachers from having eighth graders write Wikipedia entries, because this is trash.
So, I'm just going to jump into the middle of this paragraph, because there's nothing that actually explains it, even though Soon there were state and regional tournaments all over the country, selecting teams to vie for the national championship. Competition was fierce, with teams competing not only on the field, but in recruiting the best, quote, fireballer around.
Nice. I feel like that's not a term.
It's in quotes, and they don't mention it anywhere on this page other than right there.
If I was a softball pitcher,
you'd be a fireballer.
That would be what I would ask people to call me, and they'd be like, no, because you're not good at this. You're not coordinated or athletic.
All right.
We need a better pitcher on our team. Get out of here.
Get out of here, cold baller. As the worldwide participation in softball continued to grow, the sport was eventually included in the 1996 Summer Olympic Games at Atlanta, Georgia. The ASA responded by developing a coaching pool consisting of the best coaches in the country, along with a selection committee to recruit the best U.S. softball teams. Looks like we beat China to win the first gold medal.
Yeah,
then we won two more Olympic gold medals and 7 world championships. And I somehow suspect our dominance in the sport is why it's no longer in the Olympics. That's my guess.
Basketball is still in the Olympics, and don't we usually clean up?
We do. We do. There was a couple scares and some disappointments, and Europe's actually coming along really well with basketball. The rest of the world is slowly catching up. We have a tremendous head start on them, but it is a lot more interesting than it used to be.
Because isn't it... The controversy around it is Olympic athletes aren't supposed to be allowed to be professionals, but then for basketball, for some reason, we're like, here's all the best basketball players in the world that make millions of dollars to do this.
So there's a controversy section, and I'm basically right. So
I'm going to put
one of the reasons softball
sexy music under this part when I edit this.
All right. One of the reasons softball was considered for elimination from the Olympics was because there was not enough global participation and not enough depth and talent to meet an Olympic status.
Global participation.
There you go. It was removed in 2012 and 2016, but it is going to be in the 2020 Summer Olympics.
See, I thought they brought it back.
Yeah, they brought it back. All right, so then there's an equipment section.
Wait, is that the whole controversy?
I'm skimming over it because there's a lot for us to get to.
Thought it was going to be sexier.
No, definitely no. There's no sexiness in the controversy section. Sorry,
controversy,
Glenn.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're going to have to find a way to get your fireballs off a little differently. All right, equipment. Softballs are created in many different sizes, and fast-pitch softball, most leagues use a ball with a circumference of 12 inches that weighs 6.25 ounces. Younger players typically play with a slightly smaller ball. It's either leather or synthetic leather on the surface. Optionally, it has a raised seam. The ball's color has changed over time. Most leagues have switched from a white ball to a highly visible, quote, optic yellow ball.
Yeah, so you don't lose it in the sky when you look up.
Yeah.
It's a real fear of mine about playing baseball is getting hit in the head with a baseball because I don't see it.
So the bats come in various sizes, and they consist of wood, metal, or other composite materials. I mean, this is all pretty boring.
It can be made of some things or other things.
Yeah. Then there's this, I don't know, they can have female players tend to use specialized fast-pitch bats, while male players typically prefer slow-pitch bats. I don't know.
I'm going to need to see your sources there.
That feels very catty. Gloves, yep, they need baseball gloves.
They got them.
Uniforms, yep, they got them. Helmets. Helmets are required for batting helmets.
Yeah, and you don't want to get beamed with that 6.25 ounce ball.
Yeah.
There's it really hurt going 85 miles an hour.
There's a pitching technique section, which...
Ooh. What's modified? Let's settle this mystery.
I'm looking at... Quite frankly, I don't see modified anywhere.
So robot arms?
Yeah, robot arms. Probably. Overuse injury risks for windmill softball pitchers.
Yeah.
It's not really a natural motion, basically, is what it's saying here.
It's a classic incredibly repetitive boring. Injury.
I hate this page. Dan Ford, I'm mad at you. There's a section here that links to fast pitch associations, and there's a little bit of a U.S. softball kind of link here, and that's kind of it. So, not a great Wikipedia page.
Again. No.
We're on a little bit of a run. Right now, we didn't go over the standings. I think we're up. We've won 8 of these episodes. Wikipedia's won 6, and we've tied 3 times. I don't know that we can declare a winner on this one. I think this might be another tie.
I think this might be a tie only because, look, we brought some real fireballs. but we didn't quite land with... I think if you had nailed 1996 Atlanta Olympics.
Oh, so close.
I think that would have been a win.
I did mention it, but then I did backpedal to 2000 pretty hard.
I think that's that kind of stuff. We're close to actual facts. We got sidetracked too many times, which was my fault entirely.
I mean, my fault too. I wasn't super into this topic, if I'm being honest.
But like you said, it's a real crap article. Like they did a bad job, so I can't say they won either.
I'm gonna do a quick word search here to see if there is a mention of
I am
modified
interested
anywhere
about modified
other than that
pitching technique.
No, it's not. Hold on. Modified fast pitch is identical to windmill, except the arm is not brought over the head in a full windmill motion, but it's brought behind the body and thrust directly forward for release.
Come on, that's not different enough to have a whole other name.
Yeah, I think it's a tie. I'm comfortable.
I think we have to do tie because we both really crapped this one. We really pooped our softball pants. Our mid-calf length softball pants.
Well, there you have it. It's a tie. Brings the score 8-6-4. We end every episode of Wikipedia improvised Wikipedia with a fake fact that if we were to edit this page maliciously, which we don't, we can't stop you from doing it, but we don't do it, this is what we would try to pass off as truth.
I think I've got one.
Oh, please. Please do.
Famous softball pitcher Doc Emmett Fireballer Brown in 1955 threw a fast pitch softball 88 miles an hour.
Love it. I absolutely love it. There's your fake fact. Thank you all so much for listening. Remember, this week's episode of the Improvised Wikipedia podcast was brought to you by Dan Ford. Use promo code ImprovWikiPod at checkout when you're buying Dan Ford, and you will save 10%. Remember to subscribe.
You know what? Make it 15.
15%?
15% off Dan Ford this
week. All right.
This week only.
This week only. Hey, thanks for listening. Like, subscribe, tell your mom about us.
Tell my mom about us. I think we've made that joke already.
Oh, so many times.
Call my mom.
Bye, friends. Bye.